All right. So, you know, these things aren't very fun to talk about at all, but I think they're necessary to bring up sometimes. And, you know, one of the things that from an article on sermonaudio.com that they posted, witchcraft moves to the mainstream in America as Christianity declines and has Trump in its sights. Well, you know, whatever. That's neither here nor there as far as importance goes, I would say, as far as Trump goes. But the real point of it that I think is important to kind of make in this is to talk about the truth of the fact that, you know, witchcraft has gone mainstream in America. It's become, like, people are so inundated with it that they don't even realize what it is. Part of that is an over-sexualized society, but when you go to Revelation chapter, I think it's 19 and other 9, I believe, and other chapters, the Bible deals with some of these things and talks about the end time sins or fornication and sorcery. Those two are the end time sins that are going to like fill the land up and pervade and fill the land with wickedness and evil. Well, right here what we see is with witchcraft moving mainstream, this article, this is at yahoo.com. But the sermon audio linked to it. Witchcraft is thriving in the U.S. with an estimated 1.5 million Americans now identifying as witches, more than the total number of Presbyterians. As Christianity declines across the country, paganism has swung to the mainstream, with witchcraft paraphernalia for sale on every high street and practices normalized across popular culture. In the past 2 years, it has also become darkly politicized. Dakota Brakiel, a 29-year-old transgender queer witch. Now, I want you to stop here and think about something here for a second, because here's what's going on here. You can closely identify the depravity, but also the wickedness of the times that we live in. Satan is the one that wants to transform everything. He's the one that wants to transform. He comes as an angel of light, but he's not really an angel of light. So what are these people, these transgenders, trying to do? They're trying to come forth as something that they're not. And that is their sin. That is their depravity. But that's the spirit behind it, is that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So you have this lady that's really popularized, this witch. She's a self-proclaimed witch. You know, she's a co-owner of Catland Books and Witch Stop in Brooklyn, is pleased with the outcome of the ritual hex she placed on U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in October. The curse carried out from Catland Books was well attended by witches, atheists, and humanists, and was followed around the country on social media. Now, I don't know any of those people, whether they're saved or not. I mean, Kavanaugh, I doubt that he is. He's a Catholic. And most Catholics, unless, you know, they're lost, so they don't know the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've never been born again. So the point is that, yeah, we know that they're not saved people, so they could be cursed rather easily. And this isn't about an expose on witches either, because I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in, there's a point I'm making with all this, why this has happened the way it has. Millennials, say Brakiel, are looking for spiritualism outside the traditional religion. Here's one of the problems. The reason why you see a sharp decline of spiritual, of Christian professions and things like that, and you see a rise in witches, you see a rise in witchcraft, okay? That's not a mistake. That's not an accident. That didn't happen by mistake. Here's what's going on, okay? I absolutely 100% believe that the silliness of churches today, the lack of sobriety of pastors today, the lack of attention to doctrine and rightly dividing the word of truth in teaching line upon line, precept upon precept, in teaching the scriptures in truth and sincerity has caused this. It has caused the decline in Christianity today, and it's also caused her in churches. It's caused them to deviate from the truth. It's caused them to walk away from the truth. It's caused them to, you know, not be grounded young people, and they're not saved, and they get out of these churches. They've grown up with silliness in fundamentalism. They've grown up with silliness in churches. They've grown up with not being taught good, sound Bible doctrine. And because of that, because they've been taught those things and not been taught sound scripture, they search after these other things, and they're not full. You know, they don't get full scripturally. Okay, so the hex centers on the notion that we live in a universe of chaos, entropy, destruction, death, decay, with a final ending of oblivion. Scientists are telling us, so the witch does everything for themselves. There is no other help in the universe of decay and chaos. If you don't get in the driver's seat, things will just get worse, the witch says. In a wide-ranging discussion with The Telegraph, Brachio, who described the interview questions as sensationalist, talked about political hexes and witchcraft in general. Now, I don't care about any of that, so I'm not going to read everything she says, because I could really care less what the little silly witch does, okay? I have the God of the Bible. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He is the rock. He is the one that keeps us from all evil. He has power over all of those things, and those unclean spirits can't do anything to us as we walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can tell Satan, get thee hence, by the name of Jesus Christ, and he must depart from us and stay away from us. So their witchcraft doesn't work. However, what is important to understand is the lies that she tells about the scriptures, the lies that she tells about the Bible, this witch. And remember that no truth comes from these people. They always have half-truths. They always have mixed truths, and that's why they do the things that they do. She goes on to say that talks about the curse she put on President Trump, especially as an impotent man. She says the curse began with the recitation of the biblical scripture of Psalm 109, verse 8, let his days be few and let another take his office. Now, that's an imprecatory prayer. An imprecatory prayer is not a curse, or it's not a sinful curse. It's not drawing upon the powers of nature to curse this man. It is not doing that. She tries to mix Christianity. She tries to mix the elements with Christianity and her satanic power. She's trying to mix that with that. Now, some people are pagans, which are not the same thing as the witches that and the things that they do. I understand that. There's a lot of difference, and I don't care to go through all the differences because it's really not that important. You have darkness, you have light. You have Jesus Christ, and you have Satan. That's it. Those are the only two teams. Everything in between there is all sinful, wicked, and abominable in God's sight. You're either on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you have the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Catlin Books is replete with Christian images, including the Archangel Michael. Hey, can I ask you a question? How do they have a picture of the Archangel Michael? Guess what? Nobody does. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You don't have an image of Michael. You have an image of what you think is Michael. You have no idea. God didn't give you an image of any of those things, and you don't have their images. You have false images because you're a liar, and you're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth. He was a liar from the beginning, and he was a murderer, and he abode not in the truth. Okay, so she says, Christian defender against the demonic. Archangel Michael is the Christian defender against the demonic. Well, that's just stupid. Anyway, and the Virgin Mary. There's nothing in the Bible that says the Virgin Mary. See us Roman Catholicism? That's not in the Bible. It doesn't say the Virgin Mary, like it's a title. Mary wasn't a virgin after she had a baby. She was with her husband and she had children after that. That's Bible. I don't care what the cults say. I don't care what the Knights Templar say. I don't care what the Masons say. I don't care what any of these liars say. I know what the Word of God says, the only authority for faith and practice. And it says that Jesus had brothers and sisters. Amen. Anyway, Brachio was a self-described sexual abuse survivor who grew up in a born-again Christian evangelical cult in Arizona, takes umbrage at the notion that witchcraft and Christianity are mutually exclusive. Witchcraft has a ton of roots in Christianity, the Brooklyn Witch says. Indeed, Brachio views the Bible as a spell book, particularly the Book of Psalms. Well, it's not. It's not. You see, the things of the Bible are sure. Your silly little witchcraft spells are not sure. They are not sure at all. They are not. They are fake. Elijah dealt with these people on the prophets of Baal, right? And he said, well, maybe your God is sleeping. because he can't perform. He can't do anything. What's wrong with him? And in witchcraft, if you don't say something a certain way, if you don't do something a certain way, then it won't work. See, that's how they teach. That's how witchcraft is taught. Well, guess what? The Bible is all by faith. It's all by faith. We believe the Lord. God is sure. Our God is a rock. He is sure. He is faithful. They can't take the Bible and try to pervert it and make it something else. They can try, but it won't work. Witchcraft is powerful, according to Brachio, because of the intersectionality of feminism, sexuality, gender, the fight for freedom, eschewing the patriarchy, and having sort of a vitriolic response towards it. They hate patriarchy. Amen. They hate manhood. Okay, so then I guess I should wonder. Okay, remember now, Satan comes as an angel. He transforms himself, right, into an angel light. He's not really an angel light, but he transforms himself, right? He changes himself. He alters himself into that. What are these people trying to do? They're trying to alter themselves. They're trying to change themselves into something they're not. They're trying to change who they really are. They're trying to disguise who they really are. Well, what spirit is behind that? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It's Satan. It's just satanic. And these people are admitting it. They're admitting it. This witch is saying, look, we're against patriarchy. Well, that's because you're a witch. That's why. We're against gender order. We're for feminism. Well, that's rebellion, isn't it? It's the sin of witchcraft. You're against the God of the Bible. That's what you're against. We know you hate the God of the Bible because Satan is your father and you hate the God of the Bible. We know that. But we have a book and we have a sure foundation and we have the truth right here. We have the Word of God, this King James Bible. We have the truth and we know what the truth is. And we know your little silly games that you're trying to play. How you attack children, how you run after children, how you try to create fear in people. That's what they do. That's the things that they do. You know, U.S. Department of Justice memos were leaked to the press shortly after the Kavanaugh hearing, Hex exposing potential attacks on transgender Americans' rights, signaling a successful hex for Brachio. So they're worried about transgenders' rights. Look, transgenderism is insanity. You're trying to make yourself something that you're not. You're insane. You have a spiritual and a mental condition, and only Jesus can cure you of that. You can't cure yourself of that. Brachio hopes that hexes, and I might be saying her name wrong, but I really don't care. The hopes that hexes or curses will be used more frequently in politics in the future. Careful to point out that witchcraft is not a religion. It's not a belief system. It's not an ideology. It's a practice. Yes, it is a religion. Yes, it is a practice. You're absolutely right about both, but it is a religion. Make no mistake about it. It is a religion. In the consulting and confusing, loosely defined but growing world of witchcraft in America, many millennial witches may disagree with Brachio's view. She says it's not Wicca. This witch has no time for Wicca, she said. No, I want it all dark and all wicked, which both are. Wicca is wicked and dark as well. I mean, it all comes from the same root. What is the root? Antichrist. The seed of the serpent. It all comes from the devil. That's where it comes from. If it's not Christ, it's Antichrist. If it's not the Christ of this King James Bible, then it's Antichrist. The growth trend was confirmed by the Pew Research Center in 2014, whose survey reported that more Americans identify as Wiccan, a form of modern paganism created in England or pagan, that is, and more do than Presbyterianism. Well, that's sad. 1.5 million Wiccans, they say. In addition to political protest, theater and American beauty industry now caters to the phenomenon referred to as the witch aesthetic. There was a group, and I'm not going to get into all that, but they have their own cosmetic line. Hey, a witch's cosmetic line. Isn't that trendy? Penrose tried to make it up, and all the witches got mad. The real witches that really are demonic, they got mad and said, hey, you're not going to be fake witches. You're not going to put all this, you're not going to commercialize our wickedness. We want to be wicked without commercialization. So they changed that. All occult practitioners are not witches. Ellen Bourne has worked in the medium and psychic arena for 40 years. Look. You don't have to call yourself a witch, but if you're a psychic and you're playing with devils, you're a witch. I don't care what you call yourself. You're a witch. That's exactly what you are. You're a medium, you're working for Satan, and you're deceived by the devil. I understand there's all different beliefs according to all that stuff, and I don't really care. It doesn't really matter. You either have the light of Christ or you have the darkness of the devil. You don't have anything in between. You're all a bunch of witches when it comes to that. They're all rebellious as a sin of witchcraft. That's all that it is. And that's just the truth of the matter. I joined a spiritualistic church, she said, while attending college. This is this Ellen Bourne lady. And began training with their spiritual development classes. That's a church of witches. Look, not all churches are Bible churches. In the book of Acts, we see that there were other churches that were not Bible churches. They're not biblical churches. So it's important to understand the difference in the Bible, in Bible truth. Look, why is this happening so much? There's so much more that can be said about this article, about witches and sexuality and all, but it really doesn't matter. Okay, the growth of witchcraft among millennials ages 22 to 37 in 2018 coincides with the decline in Christianity in the U.S. Some Christian commentators and clergy have expressed alarm at how occult activity and symbols are now mainstreamed into the U.S. popular culture and considered morally neutral. But there is agreement that witchcraft and other occult practices seem to provide a spiritual experience for people no longer drawn to religion. Why are they not drawn to religion? Well, because what you want them with, you have to keep them with. If they're one with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they are born again by the Spirit of God, then they will stay. If you win them with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this book right here, God's holy word, if they are one with that, and if they are showed the truth of Scripture and follow it according to the word of God, inside and out, a true testimony of Jesus Christ in your heart, in your life, if that is the case, okay, if that is there, then guess what? Then they will stay and they will follow the truth the rest of their lives. But if they are one with games and antics and everything else, they will not stay. They will go for more games. They will try to find more provocative things. They will seek after amusement and fun and games and everything else. And they will not seek after Christ. That's why we have to be careful to teach this book. You know, I do things on articles and things like that, but God has more and more taught me and chastened me in times past about the pulpit being for teaching the Word of God and preaching the Word of God solidly. The other issues, yes, I talk about some of those political issues if they're important, if they're relative to what's going on, and I need to talk about that from the pulpit, I will. But I use this medium and other mediums to talk about means of communication to talk about those things. I use those. I use YouTube and Facebook and, you know, my sermon audio page to deal with political things. I feel like those are more important to do on the side to educate people. And I'm not going to lie to you. I use it so it'll reach them with the gospel, that maybe some transgender person will hear this. Maybe some homosexual person will hear this. Maybe some witch will hear this and fall to her knees in repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ and be born again by the Spirit of God. And then they'll listen to sound doctrine and things like that. I think it's important to talk about things of the times. I think there's a place for that. I think the pulpit is a place for strong preaching and teaching and doctrine. And if we become, and a lack of sobriety in that can lead to the devil's attacks. It can lead to, well, it can lead to the devil's attacks being profitable for his kingdom, you know, for him to attack you and for you to be open and to attacks and things. So we have to be careful about that. Now, a word on Mary Poppins here. And just to show you where I'm going with this, this is not an expose on Mary Poppins. It's not important. Mary Poppins has been redone. I called it 2.0 here. It's been redone. They use an attractive lady to get up there and to be Mary Poppins and to basically romanticize witchcraft. And Disney is magical, I guess I should say, at romanticizing witchcraft. They always try to show you witchcraft. They always try to show you witchcraft as a romanticized way, okay? And I want you to understand that that's the danger. That's how they are attracting children. They got them in youth. When I was a kid, man, I watched Mary Poppins, A Spoonful of Sugar Helped the Medicine Go Down. I mean, I watched, you know, Pete's Dragon, and I watched, you know, other Disney shows, Fantasia, and I, you know, The Sword in the Stone. And all those other, the other things, you know, and I read Stephen King's novels and things like that. I did all those things, okay? And I wasn't saved, but I did those things. But some people are saved and they're watching those things. Some of the parents are, but some of your children are not saved. And you're turning them on to Disney and you're turning them on to witchcraft. You're allowing them to be romanticized. Harry Potter and things like that. It's romanticized witchcraft. The truth about witchcraft is it's very dark, it's very wicked, it's very seductive, and Satan doesn't come as a roaring beast to look at you. He comes as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, but he always transforms himself. He transforms himself into something that he is not. And the reason that he does that is so he can deceive you. Okay, you can have the devil at your right hand and not even know it. Okay, and then be deceived at the end and be like, wow, I got tricked by Satan. And you can be. So, you know, Paul warned us about being bewitched, that we weren't to be bewitched. We're to be careful about that, you know, and that we weren't to, you know, be dragged away from the simplicity of Christ Jesus. How Eve was bewitched in the garden. She was tricked. What did he trick her with? Come out of your role, come out of being a wife and make your own decisions, you know, make your own life decisions and do all these other things. You know, that's what Satan did. That's what he did to her. And we see that it worked because Eve fell for it. She wanted to evolve. You know, she wanted to evolve and be like a god, what Satan told her. And these witches want to do the same thing. They're preaching their same satanic gospel. They want to evolve. No, we know no gender. We can transform ourselves into something else. But see, we that are saved by the grace of God, we look at all that. We're like, wait a second, lady. We see, or man, whatever you are, we see through your satanic nonsense. You're trying to fundamentally transform society. By the way, I'm going to do something, a video, a teaching on that. I want to talk about that spirit behind all that and deal with that directly, because there's something to that, and I think we need to catch on that the Bible has to say about that. But there's a spirit behind that, and they want to transform everything. And they think we don't notice it, but we're like, wait, we do know what you're doing. This isn't for rights. This isn't for anything else. This is satanic. You're doing this at the bidding of Satan. There's a spirit behind what you're doing. You're trying to fundamentally transform society and destroy it. Destroy all male leadership with the Me Too movement, false accusations, lying, making all men wicked, and all men are wicked by nature, we understand, but you're trying to destroy patriarchy, you're trying to destroy the Bible. It's an attack on God. It's an attack on God's Word. And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to work. Though the Antichrist is going to rise up as the phoenix out of these ashes, and he's going to try to destroy, he's not going to win. Jesus Christ is going to be triumphant, and he's going to win. And this Mary Poppins thing, this is just something that's there to try to deceive people. It's another way to introduce witchcraft to children to make it look pleasant. But it's all part of Satan's game. Don't fall for it. It was wicked back in the 70s, and it's going to be darker today. I've not seen it. I'll never watch it. I don't want to watch that garbage. Go see Hollywood Satanic Roots Reloaded. If you want to understand why, I don't want to see any of that, but I don't want people to fall for it either. I don't need to do a step-by-step exposition of Mary Poppins. It's wicked as hell. There you go. It's witchcraft. It's designed in a pretty package with a pretty woman to make you accept it and to make it appealing to children. It'll be fun. It's not fun to play with the devil. You get burned. Don't play with the devil. Seek ye the Lord. Repent. If you're not saved, I want you to get saved by the grace of God. I want you to be born again by the Spirit of God. There's only one way to be saved. The Bible says, repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do that, go listen to the gospel, which is able to save your soul, on my sermon audio page or YouTube page. I want you to be saved. If you're a witch, I don't hate you. You may want me to hate you, but I don't hate you. I want you to be saved by the grace of God. I want you to know the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I want you to know Jesus Christ and him crucified. I want you to be born again. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day. That's the gospel we preached. We have a more sure word of prophecy. We don't have to question and wonder. We know, because we know the truth of the Savior Jesus Christ. All right, everybody. Have a good day today. I hope you spend some time with your family.